Eric and Ida last night. I'm a little bit concerned about this guy because he made it through. It's kind of explained itself.
Every time I get on the show, I will be barefoot, no matter what. If I'm wearing a pinstripe suit, if I'm wearing jeans, I'll always be barefoot. That's my thing from here on in. And I also got a pair of underwear that I wear on every cut day. And I haven't gotten cut yet, so I still wear it every time I get on.
I'm assuming he washes that underwear. What do you think about that gimmick, not having shoes or socks on? Is that going
to
help?
He could step on something and have to get a tetanus shot. You shouldn't do that.
What about helping his chances on the show and make him stand out a little bit more? I like the barefoot guy. You know, people be calling the barefoot guy.
Like Scooter Girl? Was Scooter Girl on American Idol?
She didn't make it through. She didn't make it through to the top 24.
Okay, that must have been the episode I watched.
Good for you.
Back in the day.
Yeah. And you know how they always have, first off, they do this to everybody who makes it through.
Lakeisha. I am sorry to tell you, sweetheart. You're going to be seeing a lot of us.
All right, if you ever try out for American Idol and you make it to this stage, if you make it to the Hollywood round, and they give you the dramatic pause treatment and the I'm sorry to say treatment, know that you're through. You're going through to the next round. If, however, they're like, you're not through, well, then you're not through. If they don't get to the point quick on you're not through, because they know that's really cruel to do that to people that have made it that far.
Yeah.
Now, the morons that don't know that they suck at singing, that's one thing. People who are good at singing and just didn't happen to be top 24 in the country good, they're not going to be jerks too. They'll play with the emotions of people that get to go through. And they did that to everybody. Oh, the worst thing they do, though, is there's 12 spots for guys and 12 spots for girls, right? Mm-hmm. And so when you get down to the end, well, you know, if the second the last guy goes in and comes out and has the golden ticket or whatever, he goes on to the top 24, the other guy knows, well, I'm out, right?
Yeah.
So what they do is they bring both of them in at the same time. They sit down with the final two, and they're like, okay, you're in, you're not. Well, they're both there at the same time, okay? So it started with these girls. The two girls, you know, go in, and they're like, I'm sorry, whatever, you didn't make it. And so she immediately starts crying and everything. She's trying to hold back the tears. Meanwhile, the other chick who just made it through is trying to hold back a ridiculous grin. You know, they're walking side by side out of the room, and you can see this girl's, her face is going from, like, smile to you know, straight face, smile to straight face, because she's trying to contain her excitement.
Yeah.
Because she won't be like, yeah! Woo! I can be a record star now, right? Nah, that's not going to work. And this girl's just, she couldn't control it, and she collapsed in the elevator. And, you know, the other girl tried to console her in the elevator, like, don't touch me! She didn't say don't touch me, but you could tell she was very awkward about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Then there were the two dudes. There's a Sundance Head guy that they've been showing a lot.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
And then there's, I don't know what the other dude's name was. He wasn't featured as much as Sundance, so I knew Sundance was going through.
It was a guy who talked like this.
That's right. Rita Cosby. It was Rita Cosby again. So, Sundance gets approved and goes in. The other guy's like, whatever. And then he starts cussing and stuff. And like, oh, man, this sucks. Oh, whatever. He wasn't personally pissed or anything. He did flip off the cameras a little bit. You know, he's a little bit disappointed. Didn't take it out on anybody. Sundance was trying to make things a little bit better because Seacrest is holding them both up downstairs. You know, like, well, you know, it sucks to not go through. This is American Idol. $10 million a year for that. No, he's trying to interview these guys over, and it's just awkward, you know? And the one guy is trying to, once again, be excited. The other guy, you know, wants to go punch someone. Mm-hmm. Seacrest is close by, but that's like hitting a woman. You don't want to do that, right? And so Sundance is trying to, you know, ease things and make it, you know, more normal, but it just gets so awkward. Check this out.
I'm happy to be on the show, that's no doubt. Not to mention, if I do hit a big dude, I'll make you my bodyguard. Pretty big.
If I do make it big, I'll make you my bodyguard, is what he says to the dude who just got rejected from the judges.
Oh.
Ouch. Isn't that a bit rough?
Yeah. He didn't get slapped or punched or, you know, dropkicked.
He just got stared at like, what the hell is wrong with you?
Wow.
Maybe you can clean our toilets. I don't know. I ate a lot of Taco Bell. Look at me.